I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and Apptronics. Now, this is actually the first of two podcasts with HPE and Apptronics, I beg your pardon, in which we're going to be talking about cloud. That's today's conversation. And XARs, I think that's how you pronounce it, Rachel. XARs?
X as a service. Everything
is a service. XARs, not ZARs. Everything is a service, as you say, which is what we're going to be chatting about in part two of our podcast discussion. So to do this, you've already met Rachel very briefly there. Rachel Cook is a GreenLake country lead at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. And according to her LinkedIn profile, she is a specialist in everything as a service. And then our second guest today is Mark Wayne, and he is pre-sales strategic consultant at Apptronics. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for making the time to talk to Tech Central today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for having us.
Pleasure. Now, the theme for today's podcast is choosing the right cloud platform. Now, Rachel and Mark, I'm guessing this is not as trivial as deciding what smartphone to buy or what to have for dinner tonight. It's a decision, though, that's facing many organizations in 2020. I think at the beginning of this year, maybe not too many South African organizations had given robust thought, if I can put it that way, to developing a cloud strategy. And now I think that it's probably a majority, if not almost all, South African companies above a certain size have developed a cloud strategy or in the process of developing a cloud strategy in light of everything that's happened in 2020. Rachel, to kick us off, what has been the impact of this COVID-19 pandemic, the work from home measures? Are all your clients now on cloud migration journeys as a result of the pandemic? And what are some of the factors beyond the obvious that might be spurring along this acceleration to cloud?
Well, most of our clients have been on a cloud journey for some time. None are completely over to the cloud. They've come up with lots of issues, but they've found different priorities during this time. A lot of their users will be working from home, and we've heard that a lot of that will become permanent, so they need to have the right infrastructure in place. They're having issues on the operational side because they don't have staff available on premise, so they need things to be done remotely. So there've been a lot of demands on them, and as such, this may have even halted their immediate cloud journey to be able to focus more on the situation currently and being able to keep up with the new business requirements related to this new way of working.
So Mark, are you finding the same thing? How have the conversations with your clients changed since the advent of this pandemic?
The conversations have really changed. A lot of the conversations really nowadays are around cost predictability, cost containment. This COVID has brought about a new normal, and not a very pleasant normal at that. Budget constraints, CapEx constraints. So a lot is about leveraging existing tech, looking at the cloud from a CapEx saving, from a pay-per-use model. Right. So, yeah, a lot of the conversations are around cost and looking at new options. I think COVID has broken a lot of the artificial barriers. You know, we are now in a far more online world, and I think people are just coming to consensus and agreement on that.
Yeah, so whereas perhaps companies were thinking about it before, it's now become much more of a priority, much more urgent in light of everything that's happened this year. So I'm imagining those conversations you're having, there's a new urgency to them that wasn't there back in February or March of this year.
And also a very big focus on the costs. I know I'm talking about the costs, but on cost, you know, the whereas previously it was a risk on sentiment, it really has now become a risk off. Cost must be quantified up front. So there's not this mass migration really to new tech. Everyone's looking at it now, but it is the cost predictability which they want. So when engaging with customers, you often now providing many, many different options, and each needs to be quantified and calculated.
So would you say cost is actually the biggest driver in the discussions that are happening now? And if so, how does moving to the cloud help you with that? I suppose you you're able to quantify exactly what you need without overspending on your own infrastructure.
Yeah, the spend, obviously there are different types of clouds. There's the private cloud, there's private hosted, there's hyperscalers, all with their various pros and cons and all with their various price points. You know, a lot must be quantified as to which one is primary benefit to a company.
Right.
So, you know, there's more focus on looking at alternatives, whereas previously there was just a cloud strategy. Now that cloud strategy is of primary focus, CapEx savings, but what cloud strategy is one where we're providing more and more options to customers now.
Yeah, we're going to talk in some more detail a bit later in this podcast about the different cloud models and maybe touch on as well, which perhaps makes more sense depending on the type of organization you are and what it is you're trying to do. But let's delve a little bit more into the impact of this pandemic this year and what it means for companies' cloud strategies. And Rachel, I'd like to bring you back in here. I think it's often said that cloud adoption has become the new norm for companies during the course of this year, particularly as businesses are forced to accelerate their digital transformation strategies. Could you maybe provide an overview of some of the trends we're seeing in South Africa from a cloud perspective and maybe also introduce our listeners to the concept of HPE GreenLake and what role that could play in for companies who are looking at this?
Well, in its simplest form, HPE GreenLake delivers an infrastructure as a cloud-like experience. So it's either in the customer's data center or in a co-location facility or even at the edge sites. So we can manage the environment for them as part of the services. We meter their usage like they would have in a public cloud environment. And then we invoice them the following month based on a per unit price. So this unit price is agreed in local currency.
Okay.
And it's fixed for the term of the agreement. And the best part is that their capacity requirements grow, we can provide additional capacity to them immediately with the on-site buffer. And the unit price will only go down the more infrastructure they use. So the more they use, the less they pay. So this is ideal in this sort of environment where customers are needing to get access to new infrastructure, new apps to take care of the current demands. And it means they don't have to pay for this all up front. They don't need to invest a lot of CapEx, but they get access to what they need and only pay for it as they use. And following up on Mark's point, this can save a lot on costs, particularly when budgets are very tight at the time being.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about everything as a service in our next podcast. I'm presuming that HPE GreenLake provides pretty much everything as a service to its clients.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Okay, so we're talking what, infrastructure, all types of software?
Anything, everything as a service. So initially just infrastructure is how we started, and now we can build everything into it, even multi-vendor software and other services we can have.
Okay.
It can be a virtual machine as a service, whatever the customer needs.
Whatever you need. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Now Mark, I know you wanted to touch a little bit more on this, but also to talk a little bit about the different models. And we will, again, get into this in some more detail later in the podcast. But specifically, I know you wanted to touch on why a hybrid environment coupled with a pay-as-you-go model is often the ideal solution for enterprises, particularly larger businesses. Maybe just touch on that and what you mean by that.
Sure. The market and research internationally, over 75% of mid-size and large organizations will have adopted a hybrid or multi-cloud environment. This is according to Gartner. Okay. So what they estimate is by the end of 2021, multi-cloud or hybrid cloud will be the strategy. So it is not something which is sort of new. It is a, you know, hybrid cloud is the market trend. You know, this is primarily because, as we briefly touched on earlier, there are different benefits, advantages, and disadvantages based on the cloud model you choose. So, you know, it is what the market is doing. It is what the market is saying, that hybrid cloud and multi-cloud will be the norm.
Yeah, I think there was a in the earlier days of cloud, it was either you had everything in-house on premises, or you had everything in the cloud. But the idea of the hybrid cloud has gained a lot of traction in recent years. Rachel, can you maybe provide us a brief overview of the three different cloud models and where one might make sense over another, and what the main pros and cons are of each model?
Sure. So simplistically, cloud computing is the delivery of services over the internet. So private cloud would be delivered to a single organization, usually within their own data center. Public cloud is owned and operated by a third party and delivers to multiple organizations. Mm-hmm. So therefore, a hybrid cloud would be a combination of the best of both of these. And workloads should be able to move between the private cloud environment and the public cloud environment, depending on what the customer wants to do. And then in terms of pros and cons, the private cloud is owned by the organization and managed by them. Therefore, they control the security, the access to their data, as well as customizing the environment.
Mm-hmm.
In a public cloud environment, it's a standardized environment, meaning that they can't customize it too much, or if they do, it's going to be really expensive. They may not even know where their data is located or even what country it is in. And they won't even know where their backups are either. Often, mm-hmm. You may dictate where you want your data to sit, but you cannot dictate where the backups will be because it's a shared environment. And the perception is that the costs are lower. In reality, that's not the case.
Okay.
There are huge ingress and egress costs as you move data around within the public cloud.
Yes.
Then a hybrid environment being a combination of both of those enables organizations to select what makes sense to have in a public cloud, more kind of standardized type of applications. Maybe they would put the test and dev environment in a public cloud and keep the critical applications in the private cloud and then balance the costs between the two.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I know that the costs can run up, and it's interesting you mentioned those ingress and egress costs, but it's so easy to spin up services in AWS or any of the other hyperscalers, for example, and start running up costs and then forgetting about them, and then you've made up all of these services which perhaps were used to you at a particular point in time. And if you've got people right across your organization doing this, it can suddenly get quite expensive, can't it?
Exactly. And that's one of the benefits that we provide with our GreenLake services, is that we provide a single pane of glass called GreenLake Central.
Oh, yes.
That enables the customer to put in their public cloud credentials.
Okay.
And be able to see their usage on public cloud and be able, obviously, to see their use on the GreenLake platform and contrast the two and decide where it's most cost effective to have that workload.
Mm. Yeah, that's very interesting. You almost need a third party, a system like this, to be able to provide some sort of control, because the complexity of it can get out of hand pretty quickly, I'm sure, Rachel.
Exactly. And that's one of the huge benefits that our customers are seeing with GreenLake Central.
Okay. So Mark, let me bring you back in here. What would you say are some of the biggest challenges that businesses are facing when selecting the appropriate cloud platforms? Obviously, price is one of them, but what are some of the other factors that have to be considered?
Sure. The selection of the appropriate cloud platform is actually quite a complex undertaking. Outside of the technology considerations and complexities, companies need to consider factors such as retooling and reskilling.
Okay.
Compliance, governance, and security practices and standards that have been formulated over many years may need to change depending on the cloud model selected. These complexities are not always factored into the cloud roadmap, and this creates additional transition complexity, overheads, and cost. As we discussed, cloud may take many forms, from on-premises cloud to private hosted cloud, multi-tenant hosted cloud, and the hyperscalers, each with their own benefits. One of the primary benefits of the hybrid cloud model is where those complexities lie in compliance, governance, security, processes, and procedures. In a hybrid cloud environment, you can maintain those on your private cloud. So a lot of the cost of adopting public cloud is around compliance, governance, security, processes, and procedures.
Yeah.
Another gap, well, another challenge is bridging the gap between the your on-prem environment and the public cloud. And for many organizations, cloud has been a learn as you go, and this does introduce inherent risks. Mm-hmm. Maintaining security compliance throughout that roadmap needs to be well considered and aligned with internal governance. In summary, it's not the technical factors. Technically, anything is possible. It is all around compliance, governance, security, processes, procedures, retooling, and reskilling.
Yeah. So it's not something you rush into, and it's something you need to give a lot of careful thought to and go into eyes wide open by the sounds of it. But Rachel, given the challenges just highlighted by Mark around the selection of an appropriate cloud platform, could you maybe take us through why the ideal model for most organizations is in fact a hybrid platform?
Because you can choose the best of both and decide what is critical, what needs to be secure, and control that within your own data center or in a co-location facility. And in the public cloud, that's where you want to move the workloads that are standardized and lots of users need access to, and they don't need to be available all the time and be charged for all the time. Mm-hmm. And then being able to manage the two environments seamlessly is an essential part, to know what you're being charged, to know what additional capacity you have available to you, and be able to decide where a workload actually belongs, where it's performing better. And also compliance and all those sort of issues around both environments need to be within control of the organization. You can't leave that up to a third party to do for you, because they're not always included.
Sure, absolutely. Great. Well, Mark, I'm gonna bring it back to you for the final part of this discussion, and that's maybe to delve a little bit more into the GreenLake solution. Rachel has given us a broad overview of what GreenLake is and how it works, but if you don't mind, Mark, maybe talk a bit about GreenLake from an Apptronics perspective and your views on how GreenLake is positioned to meet the needs of modern enterprises.
Sure. The AHP GreenLake cloud model is really designed around accelerating business outcomes with easy access to on-demand resources, pay-as-you-use flexibility, and simplified IT operations. With roughly 70% of apps still outside of the cloud due to compliance, security, performance, and other factors, it's not surprising that companies are seeking ways to achieve modern cloud experience in their own data centers. Research has shown that the top 100 companies, I think it's in the US, only have 20% of their workloads in the cloud, and the primary block for them is all around cost and cost containment. And I think that in order to meet today's business demands, enterprises require agility, scalability, and value, no matter where their apps and data resides. Leveraging the HP GreenLake Central platform to manage resource costs, complexity, capacity, and more across on-premise and cloud environments provides many, many benefits. HP GreenLake is all around simplifying IT, reducing complexity with the included management services to reduce risk. Allowing you to free up IT resources for strategic and strategy, for strategic and innovative initiatives.
Understood.
In the HPE GreenLake model, you can obtain expertise on demand from HPE and the partners, and add additional services. Software licensing is included in the HPE GreenLake model, providing additional flexibility and agility. Licensing such as hypervisor, applications, VDR, backup software can all be included in the pay-as-you-use model and is not restricted to the HPE portfolio. Additionally, the hardware included in the HPE GreenLake solution or in an HPE GreenLake solution is additionally not restricted to the HPE portfolio.
Okay.
So, it, you know, you don't necessarily have to have an HPE top to bottom solution. With GreenLake right sizing, with a consumption based model, scaling with business demand using the pay as you use model with no upfront capital expenditures. I think in summary, HPE brings the cloud experience, self-service, pay-as-you-use, scale-up and scale-down, all managed for you to your on-prem environment. It enables organizations to free up capital, boost operational and financial flexibility.
Excellent. Mark, thanks very much for that. If anyone wants to find out more about Apptronix, what is your website address?
The website address is www.aptronix.co.za.
And Rachel, if anyone wants to learn more about HPE GreenLake, I'm sure the easiest way to do that is simply to type HPE GreenLake into your web browser. Is there a specific URL that you'd like us to refer to?
If you put HPE GreenLake in, you'll find everything. But otherwise, www.hpe.com/GreenLake.
GreenLake. There we go. Rachel Cook is GreenLake country lead at Hewlett Packard Enterprise, and Mark Wayne is pre-sales strategic consultant at Apptronix. Thank you both for sharing your insights with Tech Central today. And keep an eye out for part two of this series, where we'll discuss Rachel's favorite topic, which is everything as a service, coming up.